Week 3, Video 2, Physical Intimacy. You and your spouse were both designed for touch. The touch is such a critical part of marriage, and you know, it's understandable that the two of you were raised with different acceptances of physical touch and how touchy-feely your families were. The important thing to know, though, is that touch has so many benefits that you aren't going to want to pass up. Just a few of them are that it helps with depression, it strengthens the immune system, it enhances well-being, it slows your heart rate, it gives comfort, and it relieves sadness and tension. Who wouldn't want just half of the benefits? And I only named a few of them that were listed here on your sheet, on your PDF. The thing is that many couples experience a lack of physical touch when there's also a lack of emotional connection in their marriage. And as you go through this particular worksheet, what I want you to do is to look at these questions and understand where the two of you have been and where things are in your marriage right now. So the questions are going to relate to, you know, those first touches that you had, the first kiss, or maybe the first time that you held hands. What was it about that connection with your husband or wife that was so meaningful to you? How did you enjoy being physical early in your marriage? Was it cuddling on the couch? Was it spooning in bed? Was it, you know, the touches, the arm on your shoulder? What was it that was so important? How does it feel? How does it make you feel when the two of you are physical with one another? And question number 4 really starts getting into some specifics. What touches do you enjoy? Some people love being hugged. Other people like their personal space. Some people love those deep, longing, meaningful kisses. And some people are more comfortable, like I am. I tend to do more a peck on the cheek, you know, not so much tongue, you know, those types of things. And I share that because I want you to understand that there are so many differences between us. But if you don't know what touches you enjoy, it's very hard to tell your spouse how to touch you and what feels good. On the next page, the questions are going to be, you know, relating to in that period of disconnect. You know, what happens when you go too long without being touched by your spouse? And I want you to understand that too long is going to be different for each of you. And you do need to define what is too long. You know, for some of you, if you don't get that arm draped around your shoulder or that hug when you walk in the door on a daily basis, you start to feel neglected. For others of you, you can go days or even weeks. It's important to be able to define that for both you and your spouse so that you know, so that you are working towards meeting those needs. Now, the next questions here are questions that are built around the idea of having a conversation with your spouse. They specifically say, question for your spouse. You know, the first one, do you feel like I touch you enough to satisfy you? Why or why not? These conversation starters are really going to dig deep to what the physical aspect of your marriage looks like. You know, describe the last physical touch that you and your spouse had together. What do your day-to-day physical interactions look like? What touches do you most enjoy? What touches do you miss? You know, maybe there was stuff that happened at the beginning of your marriage that isn't happening anymore. You know, sometimes we forget that, you know, we used to always put an arm. One of the things Tony loves is when we're driving in the car, he likes it when I just rest my hand on his thigh when he's driving. And for a long time, I didn't do it. I'd be, you know, dealing with the kids in the back seat, or I would be, you know, just on my phone or doing something else in the front seat. And one day he said, you know, I miss that connection to you when we're just driving in the car. So now you better believe I make a point to just rest my arm on his leg or even on his arm. You know, I'll rest my hand on his arm while we're driving just so he has that experience of connection. And the last question here, what do you desire your physical intimacy to look like? Now, this is going to vary for each one of you. It's going to vary from, you know, husband to wife, and every marriage is going to have a different answer to this. But just like everything that we do in Rescue My Marriage Today, you have to know what you want in order to be able to design a plan to get there. If you want more hugs, if you want more kisses, if you want more cuddling, if you want, you know, a peck on the cheek when you're walking out the door and when you come home at night, if you want to hold hands when you go walking around, you know, the neighborhood, all of that needs to be written down so that once the two of you have this and you share your answers, you understand what your spouse is looking for, and then you, as the other spouse, become equipped with a guidebook to your spouse, right? If you know that your husband or wife wants to hold hands when you go for a walk, guess what? You can do that. If you know they want to kiss when they come home from work because it makes them feel more connected, you can do that. Part of having these conversations around this idea of physical touch is helping the two of you get more clear on what it is that your spouse needs and wants so that you can become better equipped at meeting those needs and really reconnecting the physical intimacy in your marriage. I'll see you on the next video.